Okay, we're at the top of the Zayin Amar Aleph. Rabbi Lazar, Rabbi Aishia, or Vashal Yifes Mishalash Havdalos. You have to have no less than three Havdalos when you say Havdalos. So we say, Mother Mikash Cholmer, Alokash Kurisom, but you machine such a mass. We say a couple of them, right? So Amar Biakin, Amar, what we say for Amar Pakas Leifes Mishalash, don't place less than three. Hamas Leifes Mishalash Havdalos, don't say more than seven. And also, another requirement is it has to be Havdalos that I mentioned in the Torah. You can't say, you know, difference between, you know, between green and black. It has to be something that's in the Pesukim over here. He has in footnote 3, he has examples. The Havdalos are mentioned in Maaseh Bereishis. But there are also some other Havdalos in Leviticus over here. He has Havdil bin HaTomei bin HaTor. So it's not only in the Maaseh Bria. But the a lot of them were
why is it so important?
Why are we saying Havdalos in Moitzei Shabbos?
What's the practice? The mere fact that you're going from Kodesh to Koil speaks for itself. You couldn't do the law before, now you can. So what do I need?
Why do I have to have Havdalos for? Why is it so important? Yeah. I don't know.
Yeah.
No, anybody online have an answer to the question? The question is, what's the importance of having three Havdalos? What's the significance?
You appreciate the Kodesh the call when you associated with other differences. So you list at least three, and you don't want to have more than seven. Seven is weak.
Uh-huh.
Why three?
Come up with them.
Okay.
When you say the same thing, you bring in Shabbos with
you. Shabbos is legal. It's the same thing. Something has to
You inaugurate Shabbos a certain way, you leave it the same way, so maybe the Havdalos are that way. I'm not sure. Okay, it's a good question. Nochem Reb Simoi, Benofak Omar, B'Mashem Avoy, B'Filo Havdalah Achas. And he disagreed. He went out and said the name of his father, that even one Havdalah would be adequate. You don't have to say three. Amar Rabu, Tzarech Lachtoim B'Havdalah. We also have to end the Havdalah. When you say the Bracha, you say Bracha Tashem, Amar Mikosh L'Chol. Now the Gemara asks an interesting question. Rabbana Boy, Mayata Filipasak Mother Bakash Lakol, because Mother Bakash Lakol. You started the bracha. Bracha Tashem Kimalakalam, Hamadha Bakashol, but Allah, you started with a Mother Bakashol. So you said it already. So why are you going to go ahead and end the bracha with the same statement, Bracha Tashem, Mother Bakash Lakol? Seems like it's an interesting question. It seems like he's asking, what do you need to repeat it for? Now, the Gemara's next line is to say that we see this all the time. Is it not one of the blessings which begin and end with the same phrase? Seven, he brings down, and so on. So there are examples like this. So it's just means that's the Tofes HaBracha. Let's see here. Anything on the bottom here? Okay, so one second. So one other thing to mention over here is, if you only had one Havdalah, okay, this statement that you have to end with Madam Kershal Chol, that's only because you had three Havdalahs. If you only had one Havdalah, then it would be considered a Bracha Katsara, and you would not have to be Chaisim with a Barach. So that's why this last statement, Tzarech Lachtam Havdalah, That's a comment which is only according to the Shita that holds you have at least three separations. That's what the Mefarshim explained here. If that is a classic example of taking a bracha arufa and making it into a ktsara, which the Rambam says is meshanim rabbeinu shetov chachamim and is ma'akit. Yeah. Okay, Rav Lazar ben Antignas b'shem Rav Lazar b'Yanai. So he said, "Meres she also lasts the bracha at Shiyavu." Basically, what he's saying is like this. If you're not allowed to ask, the reason why we said you have to say Abdullah first and then say is because you wanted to have Abdullah prior to making any bakashas. Why can't you make any bakashas? Because, and this seems to be a comparison here. Same way I can't do malacha until I make Abdullah, which is what you said. The other night, I stand corrected. You cannot, it's in a fairish halacha shana. You cannot make do any malacha until you make Havdalah. So, the same way, you can't make bakashas. You can't make bakashas until, so that these two halachas are connected. Okay? So, let's see. Yeah, that's basically what it says here. Yeah, that seems to be it's not clear to me 100%. In other words, the ability to make a bakasha and the issa to do malacha, is that so clear that those are connected? I don't know. The Gemara here, Rav Elazar, seems to want you making a connection between those two rules.
Why is there why can't you do malacha? Like, where is it written in the Torah, unless you make Havdalah this special way?
Let me correct something. You are absolutely correct. Min ha-Torah, you are allowed to do malacha. This is not an issa d'oraisa. The din that you're not allowed to do malacha before you do Havdalah is a din d'rabbanan. It's not a din d'oraisa. Okay. Rav Zeir, Rav Elazar, Bar Tignis, Rebbe, B'Shem Rav Yani, B'Shem Rav Yehuda, Barivi. So he, all these names, right? Now we have a Gersa in our Rishon, it says Chamishi, but they change it to Shlishi Rishon. Okay, so let's go with the change. Some of Farshim accept the five, but let's go without the five. Let's say.
That's because
of the prior week. Yeah, that's why it's limited to 3 days. Right, so if you didn't make Havdalah, you have until the end of Tuesday, right? Till nightfall on Tuesday, which means the end of Tuesday, right? Meaning, so we're talking about, when we say you're not, it means when you're not, weren't Mavdal, it means that you didn't say the bracha of Havdalah on a coast. I'm not talking about tefillah now. I'm talking about not saying Havdalah on a coast. So if you didn't say Havdalah on a kos, you have till Tuesday. Well, I didn't say you didn't say Havdalah in tefillah. You could be that you did say Havdalah in tefillah, in which case you can do malacha. If the rule is that you can't do malacha, I mean, it's not 100% simple like that. Usually we say you can't do a malacha, which involves a lot of a long process. So you shouldn't start doing a wash Moitzei Shabbos until you've made Havdalah on the coast. But as soon as you say Brach Mavdal Mekadosh Chol, you can turn on lights, right? There seems to be some kind of gray area between. But when the Gemara, says you have 3 days, it's talking about making Havdalah on the coast. That's why I just want to make sure it's clear. Yeah, go ahead.
Why exactly is the halacha from the final level that is association of
why is there an association with eating and Havdalah?
Yeah.
I don't know. It's not exactly the same. See, Kiddush, the reason this is a malacha Israel is because you have going to Kiddush Makom Suda. So there's a connection between eating and the Kiddush, as opposed to Havdalah, where there's no din makom suda. So the question is, so why exactly is it the same? I don't have an answer right now.
But I just ask you, if you, Motzei Shabbos came, you didn't say Hamavdil, but you turned on a light. Are you over or something?
On a Torah level, no. You're over the Darabanan Isser of not doing Locha before your Mavdil. I don't think you're going to go Gehenim for that. But
you need a kapara. You're saying you need a kapara.
I don't want to judge what kapara is. That's not. I don't know. That's above my.
So you're saying all you need to say is Hamavdil ben Kosher. If you didn't say Hamavdil,
it says we teach nashim who are doing have to do malach who don't daven myrav. The Magen Avraham says to teach nashim who are nohagos shalol hispalel ma'ariv, to say baruch hamavdil b'kodesh l'chol before they do malacha. That's a beferish from Magen
Avraham. And if my wife didn't say hamavdil and she did a malacha and turned on a light, you're saying she's chayav.
Then you got to go find. Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
All right. So then the Gemara says, "Hadodat Omar b'mavdolin kodesh l'chol of a bar mary ha'esh on miyat." So that means that this din of the half until Tuesday, that's only legami the ikker habdolo. But as far as bar mary ha'esh is concerned, you only can do that on Saturday night because that's when Moitzei Shabbos. That's when Adam Arishan, you know, saw the light, so to speak. Okay, Reb Zeira b'shem Reb Yehuda Abba b'shem Abba bar Yirmiyah. So now, here he's pointing out something very simple. Yom Tov is on Wednesday, and I'm making Havdalah on Wednesday, and in the Nusach of the Bracha of Havdalah, I'm going to say, you're in the middle of the week, why are you talking about Yom Ashri L'Shesh Me'al Masa? Doesn't matter, because we're not, and we're going to explain it in a second. So Amr observed Rabbi Huda, the chisheshes mehamas lefonav. Does he have 6 days of works ahead of him? He's on Wednesday. He only has three more days of work left, right? Wednesday, Thursday, Friday is the only thing that's left, not 6 days. So why is he saying it? So he answers on the way. So he says, chiyesh tum of a taro lefonav. Does he have one of the possible havdalas was ben tome latar? And when you're saying that, you have tome and taro in front of you when you're saying it. All you're doing is you're referring to a type of a havdalah that exists. So that havdalah exists. The Sheish Shmei Masa, the Yom Hashvi exists. So it just has to exist, like they say, flug. Okay. Next, Rav Yirmiyah Rav Zeira Rav Shem Rav Chiya Bar Ashi Tzarech Loimar Hochel Enu Asa Yom Sheish Shmei Masa Bar Mokusin L'Shalom Rav Abba Moisef Hashminu Bohem Sosu L'Simcha Rav Pizke Rav Shem Rabbi. These are different types of tefillos which you could add for tefillah. Yeah, I think so. Let me see something over here. This isn't said. This is in footnote 19. It said either before or after Havdalah. And it actually begins with Elokim Elokim Avosenu or Ripon Haglamim. I think he says that Mishnah Berurah urges people. Yeah, it says over here, Mishnah Berurah 295.7 urges the recitation as prayer in light of Torah tradition. So we are Yotzei, I think, with our Avinu Malkeinu Hachelinu Hayom Bonkusim L'Sholem. I'm not familiar with. I've never seen people do this Ripon Haglamim. Maybe some people have. I've never seen it done. But anyway. So this is just a Zman Tefila. Okay. Next. Reb Chizkiya B'Shem Reb Yirmiyah Ha'ainin Amen. Those who listen to Havdalah and say Amen. Tzrichen Liten Neinehem Bakos Neinehem Baneo. So we're talking about specifically Bar Mior Ha'esh. So when you say Amen to that bracha, you should be looking both at the Kos Shal Bracha and at the Ner. Now, if you look at the Shulchan Aruch, I don't know if everybody realizes this, but if the actual way it's supposed to be done is you say Bar Piagafen while you hold the cup of wine in your right hand, then you switch the cup of wine from your right hand to your left hand, holding the cup of wine in your left hand, and then you pick up the psalmim, make the Bar Mitzvah Eish. The reason for doing it that way, these are just the instructions which are in Shulchan Aruch, is specifically for this halacha, so that while you're holding your hand up against the Eish, you also see the cup right there in front of you. People can see, have a clear line of vision from the fire to the cup of wine. It's not like it's on the side, in which case it would be much more difficult to see them both at the same time. Nothing to do with that at all. That's a different halacha altogether. That's a halacha, the minhag is when you say Yom HaShishi Vayetu HaShemayim Rosh Tevis Yudke Vavke, supposed to look at the Neiris, and also in Shul it says that it returns part of your moray, 1/60th moraine of Shaladam, I think that's a separate halach. I don't think that's to do with this halach. Yeah. Reb Chizkiya, Rishayim Reb Yirmiya, Arbas Min Shavuot, Nitol, and this is only a quote, it has nothing to do with anything. It's just, it happens to me also in the name of Reb Yirmiya, just like the previous halacha was in the name of Reb Yirmiya. So this is also something Reb Chizkiya said in the name of Reb Yirmiya. So it says the four minim and the lulav, you take them derek lulayim, you take them the way they grow. So you talk about, this is not really nothing yet right now, so I'm not going to talk about it at all. Let's go to Amud Beis. We're on 57b. Are we doing on time? Okay. Now this page is a little bit more to speak about. This famous Mishnah person says in their tefillah, and we're going to explain what this means exactly, but for now we're just going to translate it literally. And we say to Kadosh Baruch Hu that on the bird nest, your mercy is bestowed, right? Val Tovi Zachar Shemech, and on what is good, your name should be remembered. Modim, modim, or he says modim, modim, any of these things, Mashasmah, we tell him not to say things like that. We tell him to be quiet. Now, we're going to say exactly why in a second. So just hold on. However, if not a person is a Shlech Tzibur, he makes a mistake. He forgot where he can't continue. He forgot where he was at. So someone else will go to take over his place. And Lo Yehe Sarvan Ba'osa Shon, he should not try, like, even though usually when you're asked to daven, you're supposed to say, no, I don't want to daven. Maybe, you know, make like here the second time. Oh, if you really want me, do you really need me to daven? And then the third time, I'm supposed to say yes. But this time, don't do that. Why? Because guess what? The Tzibra's waiting to get a new Shliach Tzibra. We got to get, that's more important than your personal anivas. Where should you take over? That's where he should take over. He should take over from the beginning of the bracha that he left off. Right? So if this person is in the middle of Baruch Aleinu Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Azos, then his mind went blank. I mean, in modern days, we have Siddurim, but I guess the modern day example would be the guy fainted, right? They had to take him, Hatzolah had to take him to the hospital, right? So we have to replace the Shliach Tzibur. Where does he start from? He starts from the beginning of the bracha of Baruch Aleinu, right? This case happened. My son was in a shul in it was in Lakewood. One of these very from places. And what happened was the guy was davening Friday night. And he was saying by a fool, and he started saying the bracha of Mein Sheva. He said, then he got Hatzolah call. The Shliach Tzibur was on Hatzolah. He got summoned to a Hatzolah call. He had to run out, right? So the question was, where should the person who's going to take over him begin? So all the people there or there on the spot said, just continue mugging avos. That's what they passed. My son called me on the phone and I told him, Tchilas Baruch Hashem. Shatah, it says he should start over from the beginning, from Baruch Hashem. Anyway, so that's a nice try. I just wanted to share it with you. Anyway.
Is that done in this context or not?
In what context?
In other words, Friday night is different because it's not really because of Shas.
I think it is. I mean, you're starting a bracha as a Shliach Tzibur, and you stopped in the middle and you got this, you couldn't continue. You can't. I mean, the idea behind this halacha is you can't start in the middle of a bracha. You have to start from the beginning of a bracha. So that's why I think
it's more starting from that, notwithstanding if it was an onus situation, it's the same thing? Or is it just
It wouldn't make a difference. Yeah. Reb Pimchas B'Shem Reb Simon, and we're going to see in a second why in the first three cases, why we said Meshaskin also. Okay? Yeah. Reb Pimchas B'Shem Reb Simon, Kikorei Tigar Al Midos of Shal Kodesh Baruch Hu. Al Kan Tzipor Higiyu Rachamecha, Al Oyser Ha'ish Lo Higiyu Rachamecha. This is like you're protesting why Kodesh Baruch Hu is treating you. Because what you're saying essentially is, oh, look at this. When it comes to Shiluach HaKan, you had Rachmanis on the bird, but on me, Hastanishkahat Machlokes. You know, like me, you don't give me a good job. Me, you don't give whatever it is your complaints are. So that's what it sounds like what you're saying. So therefore, that's why you're Mishaskin also. That's the first pshat. Then there's another pshat, B'yaisi B'shem Reb Simon. Naisin Kitzvah L'Beis Rishon Kodesh Baruch Hu. That what he's doing is he's setting limits. He's saying, Ad Kan Tzipor Yagi Rach Mech. Instead of Al Kan Tzipor Yagi Rach Mech, he's Geras a Dalad instead, until the Kan Tzipor. So what is until the Kan Tzipor? So there's two ways to look at this. One is from the bottom up, meaning from the worm, the lowly worm, all the way up to the bird. But that's as far as HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Rachmanis goes. Just the lowly creatures in the world, as Hashem interested in. But the higher creatures, the higher functioning creatures, such as people, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not interested in. So you're putting a kitzvah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu from the bottom to that level. The other way some of Hashem explain it is the other way around. Ad is from the top level down, that the tzipor is going to be at the bottom of the level. That Hashem is interested in everything up until the bird level. But anything below the bird level, he's totally not interested in. And that's also not true. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has Rachmanis on the whole Briah. Okay, so these are the two pshatim. Now, and then the Gemara says, Is Tane Tani Ad? Al? Is Tane Tani Ad? There's some that learn, have a girsa of Al, once some say Ad. So obviously, Mandamar Al, Misael or Pinchas, if you say Al, you like the first pshat. That's the second shot. Now the Gemara goes on another thing. This is more commonly known. Amar Rav Yosi bar Abayi, lo avden tavos sha'asin lo taven avos. I'm sorry, lo avden tavos. One second. The English was mixing me up a little bit. Lot tov and avos means they aren't doing properly. Because they're making Kadosh Baruch Hu's midos into rachmi. And they're not rachmi, in other words. So I just wanted to redo the language of the Rambam here. Rambam Hilchas Tefillah in the Siyas Kapayim Perek Tes Halacha Zayin. Rambam says the following. Mi sha'amar b'tachanunim, mi sha'rifim al-kan tzipor, the one who had Rachmanis on the tzipor and commanded us not to take the bird, or not to shech the mother and the child the same day, that same Rebbeinu Shalom who gave us those tzavos should have Rachmanis on us. Anything like that, These are Xeris HaKosov. The Einon Rachman, they are not statements of mercy. If they were really Rachmanis, then Hashem wouldn't have allowed us to shech an animal altogether. So you see, that's the Rambam in Yana Chazal. Okay, so this just puts a framework about how he's formulating. And the Mishnah just says, it's not so clear how that tefillah is actually working. The Rambam puts it into a framework. Okay, and that's what he's saying over here. He's making midos of HaKadosh Baruch Hu into rachmim, and they're gzeiros. V'ilein d'matargamin ami b'nei Yisrael, the people who translate the pasuk, kamada anon rachmim b'shmai, just as I am merciful in the heavens, Kach to heaven rachamonim ba'ara, so you should be merciful on earth. Torso or rechelo, yasav yasparlo tiksun tarvei hon b'yumachad, that an ox or a sheep you cannot slaughter, but it and its offspring in the same day. So someone who translates the pasuk like that, right? Lot avdin tovus, they're not acting properly. Shein oisin yidaisav shal kadosh baruch hu rach. They make the midas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu into rach. Now, this is very interesting. In the footnotes, it's very interesting because he says, if you look, do me a favor, give me that Shal's Shubas that one, right? Thank you. Marat's piece. Yeah, the bottom it says it should point out in footnote 18. She pointed out that the translation is verbatim in the Targum Yonasan and the Chumash. This is exactly the way the Targum explains the pasuk. Even the Gemara says explicitly that this is not correct. Now, what he says in the bottom here is, I think it's very important to know this important idea to know. And he says to look in Maritzkiyas, which I looked up before. And it says, Feirish Maritzkiyas, that people think that the Targum Yonason is Targum Yonason Menuziel, is in the Chumash. He says it's not correct. Yonason Menuziel never wrote a Targum on the Chumash. He wrote a Targum on Navi. And that's what the Gemara in Megillah talks about. But the Targum Yonason Menuziel, I'm going to just give you the short version, in the Chumash, is actually Targum Yerushalmi. And what happened was, it was abbreviated Taf Yud. And they thought Taf Yud stood for Targum Yonason. But the truth of the matter is, it stands for really Targum Yerushalmi. And it's not Yonason Menuziel. It's not, it has very, it's a questionable origin. Anyway. So that's an interesting idea to know. Modem Shaskin also. Who's saying which? The Maritzkiya says it's known that it is not the Rabbi Yonason Menuziel. They have proofs, which I'm not going into. I ain't shown. You take a look over here. I have it on the table here with a marker. You can see all the proofs. The lengthy discussions about that. Yeah, okay. Modem Shaskin also. Again, Omar Shmuel Bar of Yitzchak, Yisachar P. Dovei Shaker. The mouths of liars will be closed. So that means when you say thank you twice, it sounds like you're thanking two powers. Yeah, and that's not proper. Hadod Amar B'tzibur, but that's only talking about if you're davening as a Shliach Tzibur or in public. But if you're biyachid, if you're davening biyachidus, then tachanun hameini would be okay to say modem modem. Okay. However, the tale of a Torah, it says a person makes a mistake. If a person had such an error occur in the first three brachas, you got to go back to the beginning of Shmona, because the first three are one unit, as we've said many times. Same thing with the last three. Geneva, B'Shem Rav, he says, the last three, go back to the beginning of the first three. This is just a repetition of the same thing again. He says it's the same rule. Finally, if a person made a mistake, but he doesn't know where he made a mistake from, he spaced out, so to speak. He didn't know where he was at. So then, go back to where you know for sure you were up to. And we have a Meiser, Rabbah, Rabbi Yudah, and Pazi, Yasim, Chad, Kishto. They were sitting in a shul. And there was one guy came up and stood up to be the Shliach Tzibur. Ashgar had bracha. He left out a bracha. He skipped the bracha altogether. Asim b'shayin l'Rib Simon. So they came and asked Rib Simon, what should we do? Does he have to go back? I'm alone, Rib Simon, b'shem Rabbi Yishuv ben Levi. He said, Shliach Tzibur shehishgir, shtayim, sholosh brachos, imach zirin oso. This is unbelievable. Our girsa is just amazing. Our girsa here is that if a Shliach Tzibur left out two or three brachos, we don't make him go back to the pilly ploy him to say that. I don't think it makes a difference. And also, why does it say 2, 3? Is it if it's two, then it's two. If it's three, then surely two. Yeah, I'm not sure. So at the bottom, footnote 28, he says that although a private person who omitted a blessing must go back and say it, a Shliach Tzibur who omits even several blessings need not go back, because that would be Tercha de Tzibur. Can you imagine this? Okay. So this would not be the way to be knowing Lechatilo. This is a B'diavad situation. It's kedai to fix up what was messed up, I think. That's right. It's a Mishnah. The Mishnah says that. That's right. Shlucho shalom kamoso, and therefore it's not good for the tzibur. It's bad simon. So and so you're right. It would not be. Would not be
right here,
not yet.
So footnote 28 at the bottom answers your thing. Because he was in the middle of the bracha. That's why he has to go back to the beginning. It wasn't because he omitted the bracha.
Right. Right, right, right. If you can't, that's worse. That's worse. Correct. D, yeah. Now, that's not, I don't believe that's the halacha, by the way. I think that it's talking about whether you remove him as opposed to correcting him. Anyway, one last thing. I just want to say one last thing over here, because the Gemara right away on the top of Nun Ches just adds another small maisa, which is exactly like this. So we have to do that also. Ashkach Tani Bukoli, we found a Tana who distinguishes between the blessings. Makol Emach Zironoso, we'll never let him go back, never make him go back. Chutz Mi Mishalayom Chayim Esim Machni Azedim Boni Yerushalayim. Those three, if he makes a mistake on one of those, he's got to go. Ani Omer Minhu, because we're going to say he's a heretic, right? Shmuel Hakotan Avra Kuin Tevusa. Shmuel made what once was a Shliach Tzibur. Ashkach Machni Azedim, he forgot to say the bracha about against the Rishonim, right? The Sofe, Shri, Mashkef Aleihem, in the end, he started, after he began to say the next bracha, the people told him, you made a mistake. So he started looking at them to see if they're going to remove him. Amr Lei, so they said to him, Lo Shiru Chacham and Bukha. And the Chacham said to remove him, it was because of Shashin Zamin, but you're Shmuel HaKotman, we know you're not a man. Is that right? If that's the case, then it will surely not be. Yeah. Anyway, so that's the place we'll stop over here. Yeah, yeah. So we'll stop over here. I just want to just mention one other thing here. It's kedai to know. I'm going to stop the recording.